you would say that I was the youngest of five.
Yeah, children.
And are there any names that people use some time ago instead of children?
They call them by their real name, mm-hmm. as just as they had named them, you know.
All right, but instead of saying, come here, children, you might say, come here,
children, or you all, or something like that.
Okay. A name a child's known by just in the family is called a what? Say, for instance, you might have a little sweet name for a child.
Nickname.
Okay. Excuse me. Something on wheels that you can put the baby in and push it along.
Yeah.
And it'll lie down in it sometimes or sit up. What is this called?
A little carriage or something.
All right. Now, how would you say your children range in age? You would say that. Now, who is the first girl?
Well, we'd call her the oldest.
All right.
And the next oldest and on down.
All right. Besides oldest, you might speak in terms of being grown up. You would say that he's the...
grown up.
All right. Now, who is your... which daughter is the last one? Is that Myrtle? Is Myrtle the...
She's the oldest.
Myrtle is the oldest, and then who else?
Prather is next.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hortense.
All right, so Hortense is the...
the young.
Oh, I see. Now I got it. Now, you would say, sometimes you might take your daughter and say, well, in fact, she's still a little... Still a little. You really don't want to treat her like she's grown.
Yeah.
So you say, oh, she's still my little...
Little daughter.
Okay.
A little girl.
Now, if a woman's about to have a baby, you say she's...
well, she's expecting,
all right.
Or pregnant, whichever.
Okay. And you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby. The woman you might use to send for is a...
the midwife.
Now, if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, and the same shaped nose, you say he...
just like his father. Or much like his father.
Now, you ought to take Aunt Jane's advice about your children. She's blank 10 of them. All right, I would say you ought to take Mr. Jones' advice about children because he's
the father of some children, or he has some experience, or he has raised children.
All right. Now, to give to a child who's misbehaved, you say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good
whip.
All right. And
I could say punishment.
Okay. Now, Bob is 5 inches taller this year. You say, Bob sure has
grown.
All right. And you say to him, you certainly have
grown. All
right.
A lot.
Now, a child who's born to an unmarried woman out of wedlock is called a what?
That's an unwedded child.
Now, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot
worse.
Your brother's son is called your brother's son, or your sister's son is called your what?
Your niece, or maybe, let me see.
Okay. Or your, if it's a son.
Yeah.
The daughter would be the niece, the son would be the...
well, be the same thing. You would be his uncle.
Right. And yes. He would be your...
either one would be your niece. I believe.
Have you ever heard of nephew?
Well, now you've got me there. I believe that's right. Nephew for the son and niece for
the
girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm correct.
Okay.
I'll accept your correctness.
Okay. Now, if a child has lost both parents.
Say what?
If a child has lost both parents.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's, what do you call it?
It's motherless and fatherless.